It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, it's hard to believe it's the first weekend in October. Where did September go? Where did the summer go? Where is the fall going? It's the 6th and 7th, and if you're listening to this on the 6th, which airs at 9:05, at 11 o'clock in Katuket is the Hopkinton Lions Club 5K, and that has a really soft spot in my heart because when I got into the recreational running scene and 5Ks and 10Ks and half marathons for citizen races back in 2003, the first or second race that I ever did was the Hopkinton Lions 5K, and so I try to go back there every year. So that's running on October 6th. Now, this show is not about running, but it's about healthy living. It's about the New Hampshire Heritage Museum Trail, and with me is Rob Levy, who works with the Heritage Trail in several capacities. And Rob, why don't you introduce yourself to the listening audience? And I find this fascinating that we have this awesome trail system and how you're connecting it to the museum. So why don't you give us the background, and then we'll go from there.
Well, Tom, thanks for having me here today. It's always a pleasure to talk about the trail. There are, I think, about 17 museums on the New Hampshire Heritage Museum Trail. We have some as far north as Plymouth, going over to Wolfboro, down in Concord, Manchester, and then over along the seacoast.
Awesome. And the one near Wolfboro, I assume, is somehow connected with the Wright Museum?
Absolutely, yeah. We have four museums in Wolfboro that are part of the trail. And what's interesting about the trail is this year we have broken it into three different branches. So we have the Lakes Region Trail, the Seacoast Region Trail, and then the Merrimack Valley Trail. And we are able to promote different events at each member institution within these different branches. So it's helpful for people to know what's happening in the area or the region of the trail in which they live or have a particular interest.
The website is nhmuseumtrail.org. That's nhmuseumtrail.org, all one word. And the mission is connecting the public with culturally rich heritage institutions in New Hampshire. So is that your brainchild? It's awesome to connect with museums. I'm very familiar with the Wright Museum. We've had the executive director on here several times. And it's funny because name recognition, when people hear the Wright Museum, they somehow think it's about the Wright brothers. And of course, it's not. It's about World War II history. So it's giving Mike an opportunity to explain the Wright Museum. So were you the brainchild about somehow connecting the trail system to these museums? Or how did that all get going?
Well, you know, so in 2014, a few museums got together, including the Wright Museum, the American Independence Museum, and a couple others. And they all recognize individually that New Hampshire is full of excellent museums. Well, how can we work together? Now, there are a number of other concepts in the state that have the trail concept. So their idea was, let's get together, let's work together, let's promote each other through this concept of the trail. This year, earlier this year, or it might have been the end of 2017, we wanted to sort of redefine the trail. And rather than, you know, trying to, you know, educate one another with workshops and things like that, we thought, you know, let's just work together to market ourselves, market the concept, and also educate folks that you don't necessarily have to just go over to New York or Massachusetts and find incredible places there to learn about the nation's history, that New Hampshire, unbeknownst to many people, even folks right here, has an incredible history, and we've got some incredible institutions that can help tell that story.
No, it's so true. I think if you live in New Hampshire, you don't realize you have the Christa McAuliffe, you know, and you know, the Discovery Center right in your backyard. You have the Flume, you have the Wright Museum that, you know, when I do my own market test, you're a marketing expert. So sometimes when I'm making speeches in the community on, you know, different topics, I kind of do my own random, you know, market tests, you know, and I'll ask people, you know, Do you know what the Wright Museum is? And nobody knows. And there are other things like that. So your company is called Exponential Squared. Love that name because, of course, I think leveraging resources, connecting like-minded not-for-profits. So it seems like you're the perfect person to link these museums with the trail. So you're obviously an outdoors person. You're a marketing expert. You're connecting. So tell us how you developed your firm, and was this your first major client, or how does that work?
Well, I started out about 10 years ago at Seacoast Mental Health Center in Portsmouth, and I was a development associate. And then in a few short years, I became their director of development and communications. And then within about 5 years, I realized that I had made a number of different connections across the state that would enable me to really start my own company. And essentially, one of my jobs is to generate revenue for clients, but also to connect people and institutions with one another. And my real background is as a professional writer. So my excitement with the trail is that when people think museum, they think of, you know, maybe an old building with dusty artifacts on a shelf, and there's not much else. That could not be farther from the truth. The museums on the New Hampshire Heritage Museum Trail are incredible. They're dynamic. We have fascinating lectures, different workshops, dynamic exhibits, incredible world-class art. We've got family-friendly events. We have buildings and properties and landscapes that are worthy of looking at just to look at them. They're beautiful, and we're stretched across a beautiful part of the state as well. So part of my job is to ferret out what are the fascinating stories, happening every single day at these institutions. It's incredible. And the more I learn about the trail itself, I'm not from New Hampshire myself originally, so I'm increasingly fascinated at the rich history of New Hampshire. We don't need to go down to Massachusetts or go on some epic journey outside the area. We have some incredibly rich and vibrant institutions right here. In one region alone, you could easily spend an entire week visiting some of these museums and have a great time. For instance, at the American Independence Museum, one time a year, they take out of their storage an original copy of the Declaration of Independence, the actual copy that came into Exeter on horseback. And at this festival, a direct descendant of the person that read it back in the 1700s reads it today. That's just one example of something happening at just one institution on this trail. And there are all kinds of fascinating stories happening year-round on the trail.
It's so true what you're saying. There's so many hidden gems in New Hampshire, and it's great that someone like you, Rob, is getting out there and promoting. And what I like to do, one of the things I like to do, is connect the dots for people. And you certainly have done that. Just as an aside, your history of working with Seacoast Mental Health, that's one area that I'm really interested in. I work with former Supreme Court Justice John Broderick on the changedirection.org program. So I spend a lot of time on the road, with John, and he and I have done a lot of lectures, though he does way more of it than me, the schools, the businesses. But I commend your work there because so many of the issues that we currently have, whether it's, the opioid addiction crisis and food insecurity, a lot of it relates back, to mental health. So that must have been quite an experience working for Seacoast Mental Health.
It was excellent. I'm still working in that field. We actually had John as a keynote speaker at the Cogswell Conference in Portsmouth several years ago, without a doubt. And so I think part of my excitement in jumping over into the museum realm is that when you look at the community bulwarks, you need the mental health. You also need vibrant museums to help generate opportunities for all kinds of other businesses. So for instance, in 2016, or let's say last year, we had nearly 250,000 visitors, on the trail, visiting individual member institutions. We have collectively 100,000 artifacts on the trail. When we bring people through our museums, they're then going to little shops and they're buying little, things at shops. They're going out to dinner. Maybe they're moving here. It's all kind of connected.
Yeah, the arts, cultural, economy. So after commercial break, we'll get into the importance of this to the New Hampshire economy. You started to talk about the number of visits and so forth, and of course we all know, you know, without arts and culture, you know, there is no civilization. So I have a warm spot, even though I'm a jock, I have a huge warm spot for for museums and arts and culture, and then what it means to the economy, but also just as a civilization. And, you know, we talked about mental health, but also physical health. So if you're connecting, if you're doing the trails, obviously you're going to be walking, and so you have that wellness, you know, part of it as well. So you've kind of, for me, Rob, you've kind of taken it all together. And as you look to the next year, what's on your short-term business plan?
Well, I think our short-term business plan, well, that's an excellent question. I sort of think long-term. I think, you know, right now we have an opportunity to further advocate for history as being a very relevant academic subject for kids today. You know, we talk about STEM and we add arts to that, so now it's known as STEAM, but history, the learning of history, helps develop a number of critical skills that people are finding lacking that are entering the workforce. So I think, you know, short term, when I'm just, you know, thinking about this, and really, honestly, the experts are working at all of the museums, so I just sort of get pumped up and help tell stories. But we have some incredible educational programs that are really building what's known as soft and middle skills. We've got incredible curriculums that have been developed by real educators, and that's taking place right now. So I think there's a number of opportunities in that realm.
We'll get into that. I'm also involved with the New Hampshire Historical Society because they are concerned as well with the lack of history knowledge by our fifth graders and so on and so forth. Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm with Rob Levy, who is with the Heritage Trail, and today is October 6th or 7th, depending on when you're listening to this. And again, for my running friends, if you're listening to this Saturday morning, October 6th, if later in the day you can go down to the Kentucket near the fire station, there is the Hopkinton Lions 5K. It starts a little bit up the road from there, and it's, again, one of my favorites because when I really started getting into running, that was one of my first races. And Rob Levy, who is talking today about the Heritage Trail and the concepts of the linking it to the museum, is a big runner. I'm more limited to volume now. I do like 100 5Ks a year, but whereas he's doing, you know, 50 miles at a time. So maybe Rob will get into that. But tell us again the concept of how you're linking, you know, the trails and how it's relating to the museums. I think maybe give the audience a visual of that.
Yeah, I think, you know, part of the larger vision is that, you know, we're all trying to do the same thing, but with different content. You know, we want to, you know, educate folks about different nuances and different slices of the New Hampshire historical pie, but then also to demonstrate that in learning history, we can actually better understand ourselves as people. And in that process, we're developing skills that are then transferable into other settings. And I think that is what links all of the museums together. So whether we're the American Independence Museum and we're focusing in on the late 1700s, or we're the Wright Museum and we're talking about World War II, or we're another museum, the Aviation Museum, which talks about the aviation history of New Hampshire, there's a broader context. Events don't just take place in a vacuum. There's a larger cultural context. And what's fascinating is a lot of the museums are asking very relevant questions about who we are as people. And that is what really excites me, is that we're digging deep as individual member institutions and finding out how to relate what happened before to what's happening now, and then what does the future look like? It's all connected, and that's a process of inquiry that is very, very important. And unfortunately, as we're discovering, kids are not necessarily developing those kinds of skills, and it's more than a shame. It's actually putting them at a disadvantage in a global marketplace.
I love this conversation because, as you may recall, I was chair of the State Board of Ed for many years and served there for 10 or 11 years. And, of course, history standards were a constant conversation, and we also interfaced with the New Hampshire Historical Society. I'm on one of their committees, and there's definitely a concern that, as they say, you know, when fifth graders come in there, they've had to almost change their approach because they can't even ask questions because the kids aren't even close to being able to answer the question. So whereas maybe 10 years ago they would ask questions and kids would answer, now they have to take a different approach. So there's definitely a concern. There's a lot of groups, you know, working on this. But you're putting a big, huge smile on my face because obviously there's a great deal of talk about STEAM or STEM as you described it. But understanding history is so important. And I know that that, you know, I'm a big student of history, and that's helped me in my professional job to be able to assimilate information and, you know, and write. And the other thing that's bringing a smile to my face is the fact that these museums will take a role in educating our student population in New Hampshire. Because what I found, and what I think most teachers will tell you, if you find the passion of the child, if the child in a way doesn't even know that the sort of learning history, you know, while they're at the Wright Museum, they're learning about World War II history, or if they go to the Veterans, you know, Museum and they're learning some other history, that almost through an interactive way, they're kind of by osmosis learning history, and that's how they'll really get into history, as opposed to you know memorizing Fort Sumter 1862, whatever, you know, that type of thing. So this is really, really, really cool. So I knew we would connect, because every topic, the mental health, you know, the history. So your website is nhmuseumtrail.org, and if we've sparked interest and someone wants to, become a member of one of the museums or contribute to this concept, how would a citizen listening to this, you know, contribute, you know, financially or as a volunteer? Can you give us some idea how that might work?
Yeah, I mean, you can go right onto our website, and we can we have some explanations about how to get involved with the trail. I can speak to the museums that I work with individually. There are all kinds of volunteer opportunities. Money is always nice, obviously, but you know what? There's all kinds of in-kind opportunities. A lot of the docents at the museums are volunteers. We have some volunteers at the American Independence Museum that they're former educators, and these people are so knowledgeable about their subjects. Just the experience itself of visiting that museum is really unforgettable for a lot of visitors. And that is just one example of what I know is taking place at all of the museums. We go through a vetting process. When a museum wants to apply to become part of the trail, we make sure that it's hitting on some of the different characteristics that link all of us together. So when you visit any museum on the trail, you're essentially guaranteed a certain kind of experience, one that is very qualitative, one that will engage multiple senses and interest all people in your family. We've got, kids exhibits in a lot of these different museums. We have programming geared towards families, towards older folks. We're really an inclusive group that is really thinking very strategically, but also out of the box. If you go to our website, all of the logos of the different museums are there. When you click a logo, it takes you to the museum's website. I guarantee that folks who do that will be shocked at the variety of programming, events, resources. If you have questions about your own family history, reach out to a museum. If it's not the right one, we will connect you with one of our partners that can help you on your journey. We're a resource, and we want people to start to look at us as an entity, as a vibrant, dynamic part of the community, which we are.
You're a great ambassador for the Heritage Trail. So the website is nhmuseumtrail.org, all one word. The vision is our member museums will be recognized as significant leading cultural institutions which preserve and promote an understanding and appreciation of our national and state heritage. So could you, in our remaining time, review once again the three branches of the trail and the importance of this, not only from a cultural perspective, but also to the economy of New Hampshire?
Absolutely. We have three branches on this trail. We have the Lakes region, We have the Merrimack Valley region, and we have the Seacoast region. And collectively and individually, these member institutions have brought in close to 250,000 people annually. We generate revenue for the towns in which we're located. So we're not operating in a vacuum. I'm sure that I can't speak to every single museum, but I'm sure that we're donating space for meetings for other nonprofits. We're working with other nonprofits. We're working with schools. We're working with towns. We are part of your community, and we want to enhance the quality of life for residents in our towns. If you have questions or ideas or you want to get involved, reach out to us. This is an incredibly inclusive group. And I can say this, the people that that I work with at all of these museums are knowledgeable, they're friendly, they're nice people, they care. It's an incredible group that I'm excited to talk about because I myself have been increasingly interested in history and what's happening at these museums. It's enhancing my life, and it is an important revenue generator. And there's research to show that when you have a town that has a museum that's vibrant, that's dynamic, it generates X number of dollars. There's probably some formula that can sort of indicate that, but these are important parts of our community. You know, when we talk about mental health and we talk about schools and, you know, we talk about the different things we need in the vibrant communities where we want to live, without a doubt, museums are part of that equation.
So what I like to call it is education-driven economy, so education by going to the museum. The website is nhmuseumtrail.org. Rob is the principal of his company called Exponential Squared, and you can definitely tell that you've been able to connect the dots and leverage and make and doubling things through how you're doing this. So the mission is connecting the public with culturally rich heritage institutions in New Hampshire. So if I asked you, Rob, this would have been worth it, and this will be a grand success if in the year 2025, the following is what you can say about the Heritage Trail. I don't mean to put you on the spot, but what would that be?
I would say the majority of residents in New Hampshire know about the trail and know about many of the museums on the trail, and that we are known nationally as a place where people can learn about the history of New Hampshire, learn about themselves, that we're a resource, that when folks are looking to visit New England, that somewhere in their journey, we're going to come up in their research. We're going to be top of mind. I hope that will be one of the available offerings when people are researching New England as a whole.
So we hope to do more shows with you between now and the year 2025. I'm going to have you back with that metric, and we'll see if you made that SMART goal. Strategic, measurable, achievable, realistic, and time-based. You've mentioned three museums, Wright Museum, the American Independence Museum. You also mentioned the Aviation Museum. You can get more information by going to Rob's the website, nhmuseumtrail.org. Rob Levy, thank you for joining me this weekend, and best of luck to you.
Thanks for having me here. I really enjoyed it.
And I'll see you on some running trail. You're doing 50 miles, and I'm doing 5, and you'll probably beat me. So thanks again, Rob. nhmuseumtrail.org. Tom Raffio will return next weekend with more of Northeast Delta Dental Radio.